Been talking this morning about the beard. The beard went the way of beards when you take razors to them yesterday.
Okay.
Okay. But, you know, after taking it off, I'm like, you know what? I kind of like how I look without a beard now. You know, before I was like, eh, I'm bored with it. I think I just get kind of bored, you know. Like, sometimes I'll have the crazy hair that's, like, way too long and sticking up all over the place, and now it's short and trimmed back, and then I had the beard and the crazy hair for a while, then it was just beard and short hair, and now it's short hair and no beard. You never know what you're going to get.
You're like a Mr. Potato Head.
I know. Exactly. I have eyes that are all twisted and weird looking, so point in different directions, so that's nice. So what we've been talking about is the attractiveness of the facial hair. Because after I took it off, for some reason, it brought me back to Easter when we had this random Easter get-together at my sister-in-law's parents' house. And it was random because they had this couple showed up and, like, their kid was with them or something. And anyhow, this woman who I just met, out of the blue, like, just says, I read that women don't like facial hair. I was like, unilaterally, all women don't like facial hair? Is that really true?
Okay. Well, if any guy ever wants to get far with a girl in any sort of way, absolutely no facial hair. The mustache and the beard just rubbing while you're trying to kiss or when it touches any other part of your body, absolutely not. Girls hate it.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but
I'm pretty sure that it is. Take it from me.
Take it from you, why?
Yes.
You're just assuming every girl has the same preferences as you, or?
Well, I don't really like any I couldn't imagine any girl that really likes, you know, just being brushed by sandpaper all over her body.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's kind of what it feels like if you've got stubble or if you got hair. It's really gross when you go out and eat and, like, your date's got a beard and he gets food stuck in it.
Yeah, that was always a worry.
I really don't know how to tell him.
That was always a worry for me.
Yeah, so. So, yeah, so forego the hair.
Just let it go?
Yeah, let it slide.
Yeah, but
get farther in life.
One of the reasons why I really like, I'll get farther in life.
With women, at least.
I'll get farther in removing clothing.
There you go.
The thing about the facial hair that I like, though, is that it's distinctive. You know what I mean? It makes you kind of stand out, but no?
Nah, I think eyes are more distinctive than facial hair.
Okay, so do something with my eyes, then?
Sure, what color you got?
Green eyes.
Oh, no. Blue and green are good. Even deep brown, but they say never to trust a guy with brown eyes, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
No.
I guess I wouldn't really trust a guy with any color eye, but.
The eyes
brown
and
especially.
Good teeth.
And good teeth?
Yeah, like a good smile.
Yeah.
That's what'll sink a girl's heart.
Okay, so what are you doing later?
I'm getting married.
Oh. Hey, thanks for calling today.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
No, not one of those radio guys who picks up on the request line, by the way.
Don't point at me.
All the time, Chris. I'm surprised we haven't heard more people talk about, like, the variations of the beard, you know, like just the mustache or, like, big chops, you know?
Yeah. Here's an interesting idea, though.
What's that?
Who has the creepier mustache? Mario or Luigi?
Oh, that's pretty good. I would say Mario has the creepier mustache.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
But it looks like normal on him.
That's true. He does. Mario looks like a guy who needs a mustache.
Luigi's all skinny and.
Yeah. But Luigi doesn't look as. I don't know. The mustache just makes. Like, if Mario lost the mustache, he'd probably be a lot more respectable.
Would he?
Whereas Luigi, I think, with the mustache, it doesn't hurt him as much. You know what? You don't think that?
I think Luigi's face is too skinny for a mustache.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, he looks too much like he's got a Pringles guy mustache going way too far out.
When did they decide that Luigi was going to be tall and skinny? Was that in the Mario Brothers cartoon, or was that in, like, Super Mario Brothers 2, or where was that? When did that happen?
I think it was Mario 2. Yeah.
And then everyone, look at that stash on Luigi. Too skinny. Too skinny.